Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, if you missed the first hour, you missed a lot of talk about Baylor. You missed a little bit about Mike D'Antoni, your new Rockets coach. So, I did ask for a pro D'Antoni take, and we'll do that in a second.
Because you got one?
Somebody called in, yeah, so we'll do it in a minute. But I'm just going to – I want to throw this out there.
Trolls.
Just a number. Just a number, all right? You know, just because we like to do numbers every now and then. All right, when he was with Phoenix, pretty good run, right? 62-20 1 year. 54-28. 61-21. 55-27. Of course, I never really did anything.
What years was this?
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Oh.
Just, okay. And yes, it was between 2004 and 2008.
Okay.
So it's going back a little ways. John, how old were you in 2008?
2008, I started working here.
Okay.
So 23, 22.
Yeah, so that was back when you were probably answering the phones on the poker show.
Yeah, depending on what I guess I was, by the time basketball season rolled around, I was a part-time employee.
Okay.
So I was like 23.
Okay. So, yeah, AJ was offending people in Austin. I know that. Well, let's look at his record since then. Okay?
Okay.
And just purely looking at the record. 2008, 32 wins, 50 losses. 2009, 29 wins, 53 losses. Big bounce back year in 2010, 42 wins, 40 losses. Not so good the next year. Started off with 18 wins, 24 losses. Yeah, you only got half the season. Sorry. Then he came back with the Lakers. 2012, 40-32 in 72 games. That's 8 games over 500. It's better than the Rockets were this year. Then 27-55. You could argue it was the Kobe thing. And then, yeah. So overall career mark. 455 wins. That includes the good run there in Phoenix, right? 455 wins, 426 losses for a 516 winning percentage, which I think is about where Kevin McHale was when they fired him. I could be wrong about that. And that included all his bad years in Minnesota.
Does this remind you at all, and specifically because it's a situation where you're taking a guy who's basically an offense-only coach, and made his mark as an offense-only coach. But does this not remind you a lot of Adelman? Although maybe Adelman was not quite as far removed from his success when the Rockets hired him.
Yeah, that's the name that popped into my head when I was going through those numbers.
Because D'Antoni in Phoenix equal to Adelman in Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically the same thing. They won a whole ton of games, but never anything of substance.
Kevin McHale's coaching record, 232-185 for a 556 winning percentage.
You're fired.
Higher by 30 points than D'Antoni's. So, anyway, good luck with that. Did you see Art Briles' daughter posted on Facebook? Finally, the Briles family is speaking. Would you like
Although, to? I'm glad to hear it, but I would say this, and I tweeted it out. If you are in any way associated with Baylor athletics, radio silence is the way to go right now. Like these football players tweeting things out about Coach Briles getting a raw deal, it's not a good look, especially guys that are accused of rape that played under Art Briles, Sean Oakman.
Yeah, that one was bad. And he was just getting destroyed on Twitter, too. If I were him, I would have deleted my account. But here's the reason I'm going to – I'm not going to read the whole thing she wrote because it's really long. I'll read the first I'm going to read the first sentence and then the last few. But, you know, she says, "I just stopped crying long enough to be able to write this, but this is all I will say on this outrageous situation. Anyone who knows my dad knows he is a man of incredible character and faith." And then she goes on and says all the stuff he's done throughout his life.
Right.
So, yeah. But here's where I am going to, you know, this is from the end. It says, "There's always so much more to a story than being told." I think than is being told, but I'm not going to correct her grammar because if I did, it would take all day. "This media witch hunt," that's my favorite term, witch hunt. Whenever somebody goes to the witch hunt, then I admit my head explodes. But this media witch hunt has been the most disturbing thing I've ever witnessed. The situation has been blown so out of proportion. Sadly, Baylor was influenced heavily by the media and felt pressured to let him go. I guess a man that has resurrected your program and made you a top 10 program wasn't worth fighting for or defending. The easy way out was taken. He will get to tell his side of the story to gain his name back. The truth will be told, and he will keep fighting the good fight. We aren't backing down and throwing in the towel. When times are tough, the tough will survive. And then thanks for all the messages and texts of support. Yeah, a media witch hunt.
She also said, "I will never wear a Baylor t-shirt ever again."
Yeah, well, that's
okay. Important.
Yeah.
Listen, Art Briles' daughter, your dad took the easy way. The hard thing to do when you're a head coach is turn your players over to the police. That's a tough thing to do. Hiding it, hiding the fact that your players that help make you tons of money, you know, brushing that under the rug so they can continue to make you tons of money at the expense of women being raped on campus, that's the easy way out. The tough way out is what Briles should have done, but he didn't. And that's why he is where he is now.
And this is what I would caution anybody that, you know, I'm going to speak specifically to our UT friends out there that want to get rid of Charlie Strong. You know what? There's one program in America I could guarantee you this would not happen at right now, and that's UT under Charlie Strong. If that happens, I would.
Charlie Strong was kicking 4- and 5-star recruits off the team for curfew issues.
I
don't necessarily agree with that either, but he was making a point that there's no tolerance for nonsense.
No, and that you need to be a good person off the field as well as on. And believe me, if this kind of scandal existed under a Charlie Strong regime, I would quit this job tomorrow because I know nothing about human beings. But you also have to deal with the fact that it is painful that you are losing a lot of guys and you're not winning enough games. And that's what it comes down to. What are you willing to tolerate? And, you know, in Texas, it doesn't matter. They're going to make their money anyway.
Yeah.
And they can afford to be more patient.
I mean, we've seen now that Texas makes money with or without wins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Not everyone has that luxury.
But I would just say for all the people who, you know, call for Charlie Strong's head, just remember, at least there's a guy who
who at least seems to be grooming young men.
Yes.
Which is a lot of people forget. That's the other job of these football coaches is to turn these guys into men. And Briles clearly forgot about that part of the job.
All right.
At least in several instances, forgot about that part of the job. Tyler, I'm not saying that there aren't good guys who come from Baylor. I think there are. And I know several Baylor alum who I think are good people. But you just can't pretend like this didn't happen.
Tyler says, "Guarantee Charlie Strong had an affair. He's not perfect, LOL. First off, there was no proof of that at all. He came up in somebody else's divorce, and then that went away. And second of all, a dude having an affair is not a rapist, and he's not covering up crimes. So, I mean, come on. You know, that. Nobody's saying he's perfect.
Yeah,
he's running
just
a clean.
Like everybody else.
He's a clean program. He's running a clean program where if some kid got accused of this, that kid would get turned over. Sorry.
You want to question his morality? That's one thing.
Yeah.
But if he did have an affair, and he wouldn't, there's no chance he's going to jail for it. You know, if you cover up for a rapist, that's crime.
Yeah,
that's not just morally questionable behavior. That's crime in America, sir. Crime.
I'm glad you equate those two, though. So
that's a foolish comment.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. All right, let's try Jose. He wants to weigh in on Mike D'Antoni. What's up, Jose?
Sports.
Sports to you.
I was wondering, so this seems a lot like what happened when Dwight Howard was on the Lakers, that he didn't want Mike D'Antoni because Mike D'Antoni didn't use him the right way. Do you think maybe the Rockets are looking to just tank this year and get rid of Dwight because they know he doesn't like Mike D'Antoni at all?
Well, Dwight's not coming back
this year. Dwight's not going to be here this year.
Dwight's
anyway.
Got an opt-out. He's going to opt out and go somewhere else. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
This decision had nothing. This decision was made with the full awareness that Dwight Howard is not going to be on this team next year.
Pretty much. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I'm not a fan of... You know, if you're going to hire a guy, he had Steve Nash too, didn't he, when he was in Phoenix?
Yeah.
I don't see the Steve Nash on this.
Yeah, you do. His name's James Harden.
Mm. Yeah, okay, if you say so. So
guy who scores a ton of points, doesn't play defense. Sounds familiar.
Mm. Tyler, I didn't equate it to rape. You went out of your way to say that's the one team you can guarantee that wouldn't happen. Dumb. No, it's not dumb, because I know how he runs his program, dickweed.
No, I can guarantee if Charlie Strong found out that a player had raped somebody, they would be off the team instantly. That's what Fred was saying, because
yes,
he's kicked people off the team for piddly stuff. A rape? He finds out one of his players raped somebody? Gone. Not even a discussion. Not even a you're on a probation. You're just gone. Eric says a little late for it, but what are the odds Baylor becomes Kansas and Iowa State now? This is one of the most disturbing things today was the tweet that Dan Wolken had.
Oh, God, yeah, I saw that.
I mean, it's just such a strange thing to say when all this is going on. But basically it's saying that Baylor Regents felt the program had advanced enough to attract quality candidates and not revert back to being Big 12 cellar dwellers. Why would that even matter?
Yeah.
Why is that even part of the discussion?
This is
the bigger problem.
Yeah, that and it's not the time to even be having that discussion. And that's why I can't tell how many people are like, you know, what are the odds that they'll go after Tom Herman? Stop it. You're not getting Tom Herman. As a UH guy, I know he's only probably there this year. But you know what he's going to wind up at? It's like if at an Ohio State or a Texas or an A&M, you're not that. Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Bitter words make the silence. Promises can't erase.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. As a bunch of people pointed out, and I'll try to explain this so that you understand what I was saying, Tyler. We've got two guys, Strong kicked two guys off the team just for being accused of sexual assault. They both were later proven innocent.
Didn't matter.
Didn't take them back. So that's why
he
guaranteeing
said you put
it.
Yourself in bad positions, then you're going to put us in a bad position.
So I guess more bad weather's on the way. So that was the point I was trying to make. And I don't think being involved in someone else's divorce report equates with covering up rape.
Yeah.
And I spent the last 10 minutes going through and muting people on the text line, because it's just... Apparently, you can't say anything nice about the University of Texas. I'm talking about Charlie Strong specifically. If it were still at Louisville, I'd be saying the same thing. Anyway.
Well, for whatever reason, Baylor blames Texas for all of this. Baylor guy blames Texas guy for all of this. Hmm. Which, if that's who you're blaming, you're probably you probably got your priorities out of whack.
Look, this goes back to the beginning of time, and including when the University of Houston, the whole thing came out about John Jenkins and violations and everything else, and at the time when we were working on that, this is before we had the internet where people could do it. Instead, it was phone calls and letters. But, oh, this was a UT conspiracy to get rid of the University of Houston. That's all it is. None of this stuff really happened. And, of course, it all comes out and the NCAA nails them. And, oh, that's because the UT owns the NCAA. This is old. This whole UT conspiracy thing goes back 30 years. 40 years now. So now 30 years. And it doesn't exist. Come on. Try some phone calls. Is that Jeremy? What's up, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm from Austin, so I mean, I don't regularly listen to y'all, but yeah. Hello.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, you're there. Go.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm from Austin, and I guess the first year that Polly was here. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we got you. This is where you talk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. First year he was there, he kicked off Montrell Meanders and Kendall Sanders for being accused of rape, and now we found out they've been both dismissed and not charged. They're not going to be on the team. Kendall Sanders that year was supposed to be a junior top receiver for the team in his first year of a team that wasn't good, so that didn't falter him at all. So, yeah, like y'all said, to compare is bogus, and, I mean, UT is like the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody's going to hate them, and I mean, they still make money somehow, some way, good, bad. I don't know, but hook them.
Yeah,
we. It's kind of the point.
That's what we just said. So
yeah, thanks for the call. Is that who's the other Baylor guy there? I can't read the name from here.
Butch.
All right, we'll listen to Butch.
Hi, sports guys.
Hey, sports.
Hi, yeah, so I'm listening to y'all talking about Art Briles here. I'm on I-45 right now. I'm just wondering, what's the fastest way to get to Beaumont from coming from Conroe?
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, that was useless. I hope you get caught in the storm. All right, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, sports. Wanted to change gears and get your take on the Mike D'Antoni hire. I'm not a big fan of retreads, i.e. Scott Skiles, and I feel like Mike D'Antoni owes his success to Steve Nash. So I just really kind of disappointed, and I don't know if Daryl Morey is the one in charge of this hire, or if it was more or less Alexander, but it just feels like the same thing's going to happen. Like, saw D'Antoni, how he worked with Carmelo Anthony, and I don't know, I don't see much difference.
Well, I don't either.
Yeah, which is also pretty much the exact same thing we said 10 minutes ago.
You guys are just doing the show for us just 10 minutes after.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, I guess you're on a 10-minute delay. Is that what it is today? Except for the guy who needs directions.
Roy says, be careful about broad-stroking Baylor guy response. I'd bet most are outraged and disgusted. Don't broad-stroke us. I mean, listen back to the first two segments of the show when I said there's actually been quite a bit of reasonable Baylor guy out there who is, you know, understands why this had to happen, but there's also crazy Baylor guy. So, I mean, I've been careful not to broad stroke Baylor guy, because I this has proven that there are two kinds. Now, I've seen a lot more of one. One's been way more vocal, at least until today. The really vocal Baylor guy over the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks has suddenly been really, really quiet today. A lot of them have blocked me on Twitter, so that's part of why, I would guess. But reasonable Baylor guy is actually impressed me.
Well, reasonable Baylor guy's been there all along. And since you clearly missed it, I'll go back to what I said the first hour. 80% of them are very reasonable about this, and they want the best for their university. And, yeah, they appreciate the fact they won a bunch of games, and it's made them relevant, but they also understand that there's certain ways to do things. And if things are as bad as it turns out they were, then guess what? They're going to want, you know, they're going to want change. And they're going to hate that it's going to suck for a while, but they get it. That's 80%, I think. But it's always that way. The the loud guys are always, it's like I always say 95% of the people who listen to the show are terrific. 5% are trolls and dickweeds.
Yeah.
And sometimes some of the 95% can be trolls and dickweeds, whether they intend to or not. But 5% are pretty useless human beings. And that's okay. That means 95% don't suck. Yeah. I think it's the same thing here. I think you've got a high percentage of them that care about this and want the right thing done. And then you've got the loud majority, like, what was the guy's name on the Baylor fan page last night?
Oh, I don't even remember. Green Menace.
Green Menace, yeah. Which, do you still have that? I thought that was pretty
funny.
Yeah,
we're on the, Fred and I both made the list of, basically, it's sort of like, you remember Billy Madison, where Steve Buscemi had the list of people he was going to kill one day? That was the list that the Baylor message board was putting together of, and I think it was that God was going to strike us down after Art Briles was vindicated and all of this. Of course, this was last night, not today, but we were high on the list of those that needed to be struck down. I can give you the whole list if
I'm kind of interested. There's one name that I'm very excited about.
Oddly enough, I'm on this list with a bunch of people I don't really like.
Yeah, that's true.
But
including me,
Dale Hansen.
Not really a fan.
Fred Fowler.
Misspelled, by the way.
Yeah, Fow, F-O-U-E-R, yeah. Sorry. A.J. Hoffman.
Okay.
Mac Engel. Jeff Ketchum.
You love Jeff, don't you?
I do. Corby from the Ticket in Dallas. Rush Limbaugh made the list.
I am very excited to be on a list with Rush Limbaugh.
Alex Dunlap. Bruce Feldman. Chip, who's Chip Brown.
Oh, he's famous enough now to get one name?
One name. Mark,
that's not cool.
Mark Slapdick, which does that mean Schlaball, you think?
I think that was Schlaball.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And anyone involved with Outside the Lines. So there you go.
I was very excited to make a list.
That was shortly after he had posted that, let me see, here it is. If I was driving down the road and I came upon a car accident, and I saw that it was AJ or Fred, I would not help them at all.
So you'd be kind of like if someone came to you and said, hey, my daughter was sexually assaulted by this football player, will you help me? And you'd say no? Is that kind of what that is?
I think so. I think it's kind of like Arya Stark's list.
Yeah.
Which makes me nervous. I'm not going to lie.
I would just say if you're not going to stop, if we were in an accident, well, that makes you one of about 1,000 people on Highway 59 who didn't stop when I had mine. So get in line, bitch. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. All right. You know what? We'll mix it up when we come back. There's plenty of other stuff to get to. Why am I getting calls from international numbers?
I wouldn't answer that. That's probably Arya Stark looking to finish you off.
Yeah, probably so.
I saw you were on the list.
Yeah. I better make sure Rush Limbaugh is okay. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. One in California and one back in Detroit.
I got one in California and one back in Detroit. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Consensus seems to be that we should just ditch phone calls and social media today. But, I mean, something like this is going to bring out the idiots. There's no question. Just one quick betting thing here before it's too late to do it. I'm not going to do it because I want the Penguins to win tonight. But I got to tell you, plus 180 on Tampa is very enticing.
Yeesh.
And just, I mentioned this yesterday. Pens are 0-3 in their last game sevens at home in the playoffs, and 0-5 overall. And the Lightning last year, same thing, got their ass kicked in game six at home and then went on the road and beat the Rangers. Just there's a lot of stuff pointing towards Tampa winning, which I don't want to see because I want to see Pittsburgh and San Jose in the Stanley Cup because I think that'd be the best cup and it'd be entertaining and interesting. I have almost zero interest in Tampa and San Jose because I think San Jose would roll them. But if you're looking for a little money, I'm not playing it, but that's damn good value.
But isn't it one of those things where, I mean, if Tampa does win, then at least you
least I get some money out of it.
Get some money. If you're going to watch a crappy final, at least you'll get paid for it.
Yeah. I mean, plus 180 is a nice number. Just. Nick wants to know, how is there always traffic when there is no wreck or construction in Houston? Just go the speed limit and no traffic would happen.
It's because it's rainy and people can't drive in the rain for some reason. A city where it rains all the time, people can't drive around here when it rains.
Well, and even when it's not raining, just in case somebody's pulled over to the side, they don't have to be a wreck. You can just have a car pulled over.
Yeah.
Everybody has to slow down to see what it is.
I saw a lady on the I-10 access road today. In the right lane, like the far right lane, but just decided that that was an okay place to like stop her car and open the back hatch of her SUV and just unload some stuff.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Probably a good place for it.
I mean, if natural selection is a real thing, it's probably a good place for it. But don't do that for like in the future, people. That's not wise. It's not a good place to stop.
There's no reason to talk about that Eastern Conference game last night.
Other than to say home field or home court in the NBA, at least in the Eastern Conference, seems to be worth about 70 points.
Yeah, exactly. everybody's talking about Cleveland minus 11 yesterday. Yeah, that you had that about 5 minutes in and you were good.
You were good. Sit back, count your dollars.
But did you see where DeMar Carroll and Corey Joseph were before the game? Apparently until 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
At the Scripps Club?
Nope. No, I would say no. Shame on you.
Oh, the casino.
They were at the casino.
Yeah, that's right. I did read that story.
Yeah. But
everybody's at the Scripps Club.
Yeah.
Which today, Jong and I went to lunch today. We had a discussion on the way home or on the way back to the office. On the way back to the office about the Scripps Club business in general.
Yeah.
And what's happened to it. And I've got some great theories. We can't do it today because we've just got too much stuff. But I feel like this is like a 30-minute conversation for us to have one day, maybe, I don't know, next week maybe, if it's a slow day.
As to what's happened to the strip club business?
Yes. And I know exactly why the strip club business will never be what it once was.
Should I go do some research and go to a few places?
Sure.
Just to, you know,
I was hoping we could have some experts, some guys who regular strip clubs now call in. And
we can do that then. I don't have to do the research.
Right. But it doesn't have to be today. We just got too much stuff going on. But I do want to have that conversation at some point.
And apparently it is up north near Magnolia. It's really coming down now.
All right.
So good luck with that. Let's try Carrie. What's up, Carrie?
Hey guys, how you doing? It's first time calling in.
Hey, sports man.
Hey, I was listening to the whole Baylor situation. See if I can ask you guys an intelligent question here. I completely agree with the whole Art Briles firing. If he knew anything, that's just terrible. But what do you think about the part of Baylor suspending the president and then moving Ken Starr? I mean, that shows me there's an indication that they somehow also knew of something. So if there's any involvement on their part, I mean, how do you guys feel that lesser punishment is acceptable? I mean, in what part is knowing about it okay and not okay?
My guess is that it's a nice way of saying we're transitioning you to be fired. The chancellor at Baylor is not a position that holds any power. I mean, it's basically stripping him of everything. Do I think they should have just fired him? Yeah. I don't know contractually what it's like. I know presidents of universities make a ton of money. Do I think he should be gone? Yes. Am I surprised that he's just demoted essentially down to nothing? No.
We had Brett McMurphy on, and he brought up a good point, is we don't know what their contracts are like because they're private school contracts. Same thing with AD. It could very easily be a situation where he has to be put on suspension before he's fired. There could be all kinds of contract terms in there. So 713-780-ESPN. One more thing that I just wanted to get on. You know how I'm always dogging the Chronicle for their slideshows?
Yes.
Did you see what they did today? I saw John tweeted this out too, I believe.
Shame.
I mean, it was 5 minutes after the story broke, and they've got a slideshow of Art Briles through the years.
Like photos of Art
photos
Briles
of Art
at
Briles.
All his old jobs.
Well, I couldn't tell you what they were because I'm not going to click through, 47 photos or something of Art Briles' career? for a guy who got fired under shady circumstances, and you're going and doing his career highlights in a slideshow. That, I'm sorry, that deserves a second shame bell.
Shame.
I mean, I was, and it's funny because almost every reasonable person on Twitter was saying, what the hell? Hey, that to me is the low point of slideshows. The only thing that would have been worse if they'd done a slideshow of the victims.
I mean, yeah, I don't think there's any reason to do a slideshow there.
Well, and I guarantee somebody was sitting there going, oh, this would be a good idea. Let's do a slideshow of all of our Browse great moments. I wish they would just stop with the slideshows, but
that's how they get their clicks.
Exactly. That's how you defraud your advertisers. Let's try Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Cool. So am I. Thanks for everything. I appreciate hearing about all this. First, I'd just like to point out that the UT conspiracy theory, I think, has been going on for a lot longer than 30 years. I mean, just ask A&M. And the second thing on the Bryles situation, I'm still kind of trying to get my head around the fact that a college coach would tolerate players on his team that would rape women. That, to me, is hard to believe. Maybe it's naive, but I just can't believe that one. So I was wondering, was there anything in his past, like maybe when he was at U of H, that would have been an indicator that he would tolerate this kind of behavior? That's really it. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks. Bye.
I mean, there were some questions at UH, but there were never anything about this like this. And I think it's easy for things to happen where you get into a culture where you have to win. You're being paid an awful lot of money to win. And I wouldn't shed too many tears for this guy. He's going to walk out of this with a ton of money. He's never going to have to work again in his life. But it's easy for you to start cutting corners, and especially at a place where they essentially give you – the football coach is the highest paid guy in any university. At big universities. He's the most powerful guy there.
Yeah, when Arpajon's made $4.3 million last year.
So when you give...
That's incentive to cut corners.
Absolutely. And you give the guy that kind of power, and you start seeing little places where you can cut corners, and then it starts happening more and more and more and more. And the next thing you know, you've got yourself into a situation where you think you can get away with anything. And your players can get away with anything. And then they start thinking that. And that's how it turns into something like this.
He was the most well-compensated college football coach at a private university last season.
Which should also be kind of a, you know, and it gets back to what I said at the beginning of the show. Maybe Baylor needs to step back and take a look at, is this what we want to be? Is this
being a football power that important?
Yeah. Because, you know, if you're going to spend that much money, then unless you're getting someone who you know is above reproach, those corners are going to be out there to be cut, and you're going to have to.
Yeah.
So.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about one of our newer sponsors, Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's getting close to summertime. You're going to want to have people over in the backyard, on the patio, maybe in the pool area. You don't want your backyard looking like a raggedy area. Get this place looking nice. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, outdoor water or fire features. What they're really doing, though, is this, my favorite thing they're doing is this carved stone overlay, which can basically turn your fading pool deck or your old patio, your outdated driveway, it can make it like new. It's really an amazing product. Gives a superior look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for less. This stuff is hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It feels cool on the feet, multiple layers of defense. It's a slip-resistant surface, and it's twice as strong as concrete. And Allied Outdoor Solutions stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. What they also do is they offer you tons of payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. I did. It's amazing what they can do there. Or you could check out their products online, the Carved Stone Projects Photo Gallery at beautifyyourconcrete.com. That's beautifyyourconcrete.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Wake me again.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Just say something real quick for texters who whine about how mean we are to them when they say the same stuff that we've just said or ask for directions or something like that.
Ask for directions? What is this?
Go. Yeah, you know what? Go home and play with your participation trophies. All right? If you say stupid crap, we're gonna not be nice to you, okay?
I didn't come to work today to give people directions.
All right.
I don't have time for that.
Well, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. This is what I hope happens to some of these guys.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, about 500 people sent me this today, so I appreciate each and every one who did. Where we go to Bangkok, Thailand, which I know you're going to love this story because it involves one of your favorite things.
Okay.
A Thai man is recovering from a bloody encounter with a 10-foot python.
I saw this.
Have you seen this, John?
Yeah, I saw this.
Oh.
I'm against, by the way.
I am too. The python slithered through the plumbing of his home and latched its jaws onto his penis as he was using a toilet. I can't think of many more things worse than that. Well, but I didn't think pythons, I didn't think they bit. Those were the ones that like encircle you and choke you, right? Or are those boa constrictors? Or are those both? I don't know. I think they're both. I try to avoid snakes at all costs, so I don't really know much about the snake game. But this guy, and this is his real name, Adaporn Boonmakachwai.
Okay.
Adaporn.
All right.
Well, hey, maybe if he wanted a career in a very weird part of that, he could have filmed it and used his name, and it'd have been great. Yeah. Welcome to Adaporn now. Anyway, Thai television stations interviewed him in the hospital bed about the intrusions. Doctor said he would recover, but photos of his blood-splattered bathroom in, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this province. Yeah, I am. Chachinskinskau, east of Bangkok.
You actually nailed that.
Were testimony to his ordeal. 38-year-old said that he struggled to remove the snake for 30 minutes before he managed to free himself with his help from his wife and neighbor. Oh, how embarrassing is that? Honey, can you go get the neighbor to help get the snake off my penis? After his wife tied a rope around the snake, Adaporn pried open its jaws, and then he passed out.
That's making me feel lightheaded.
Emergency workers dismantled the Asian-style squat toilet with the python, which I don't even know what that means either, with the python still twined through it. The snake was taken away to be released back into the world. Oh, I don't know, man. Once you've had that taste of penis, I don't know it's safe to put that thing back out there.
I mean, that snake attacked a human. If it were a dog, we'd put it down.
Yeah, well, apparently he's back in the wild.
You can't let snakes go around biting penises with no consequences.
Exactly. And it's not like this guy was asking for it. It's not like this guy was playing with the snake, and all of a sudden it latches on like that idiot with the shark in Florida.
What? Oh, you meant playing with the actual snake. I thought you meant...
Well, no.
You don't know what he was doing in the bathroom.
Everybody does that. I mean, it might... But
he might have been playing with his snake.
Well, and that maybe made the other snake really... Anyway. Apparently, though, the doctors say he will recover. He has a really good attitude.
Will he recover emotionally, though?
No. It says even though his own wife and children were in shock, he's been smiling and giving interviews all day from his bed. Hospital director Dr. Chutima Pincharonin said... Pitch your own? I don't know. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Dave says, pythons will bite to hold in order to wrap coils around you. And Lamont says they're inverted and curved backwards, so they kind of hook in.
None of that's good.
Oh, no, not especially not when there's a penis involved.
I'm against all
snakes. Does anybody else ever had that fear that there'd be like a snake in their toilet at some point?
No.
Not in America.
Yeah, I live in a country where that should never happen.
Okay.
Although I am going to Thailand next week.
That's a couple days.
Okay, good luck. Stay away from Adaporn's place.
No, I'm going to try. What area was that in Thailand? In Bangkok?
What, you're going to Thailand?
Well, I'm going to... So the way that we got these tickets, and they were much cheaper doing this way, we go to Korea, and then we have to go to Thailand, and then we have to go back to Korea. So that for some reason, it's cheaper to do that because that's what people do to get to Thailand than it is to just get a straight flight to Korea.
So is it, I mean, are you talking like a layover in Thailand or are you like actually spending time there?
I think it's two nights, one day.
Yeah, that's spending time.
That's good time, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want my, you know.
Who are you going with?
Girlfriend.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, but my parents are already over there. So I think we're going to leave on the 1st. We get there the 2nd. We're going to come back on the 13th. I'm going to spend half the time with just us two and then the other half with the family.
Nice.
I sure hope we don't hear from someone. Bangkok has them now. I mean, I saw that hangover.
I hope not.
You're going to South Korea, right?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I don't think we're welcome in the North.
No. They're against you there.
Yeah.
It's always... I mean, it's like international trips, though, man. You and this girl getting pretty serious, John.
I mean, we did it last year. We went to Japan.
Man, why do you guys keep going to Asia? Because there's no white people there? You guys like that?
No. We actually, we're Asian. We like the food, and we wanted to get some authentic Japanese food. And my parents were like, "Hey, we're going to go to Korea this summer. You guys want to go?" I was like, "Okay."
Okay.
It was really cheap. It was like $700.
Is this going to be one of those? Is this like a romantic vacation where maybe you'll pop the question?
No.
It's not there yet.
No.
John, you're moving too slow now. I feel like you're ready.
How far into your relationship did you propose?
I don't know, like a year and a half, maybe.
But you already settled down and with your radio career and everything, right?
Yeah, we also were surprised by something, which, I mean, plays into it on when we got married. But I feel like it's time to at least start planning for you, John.
I'm not denying that I'm not planning for it.
Okay.
But I'm not planning on doing it while I'm there.
Okay. Have you started saving for a ring?
Yeah, I've been saving for a while.
Okay, good.
I just hope a python doesn't get your penis while you're there.
I hope not.
What percentage of your salary are we talking here? Because what's it supposed to be? 2 months salary or 3 months salary?
I don't know what it's supposed to be, but I never, ever even came close to adhering to that, which explains why I've been married and divorced so many times.
Well, if we use that logic, it's going to be like an eighth of a carat. So... I've been saving for quite a while.
Okay. It says that you should spend 1 month's salary on an engagement ring. Well, between 1 and 3 months. I don't know what to believe.
Wait,
here.
Who came up with that? Got to be a woman, right?
I'm guessing so. So basically, let's say Jong's making 80 grand a year. 20 grand is what you're going to have to spend on a ring, Jong. That seems fair. Just kidding. That's not fair. You don't spend 20 grand on a ring.
Yeah, and you got nowhere near my annual salary.
It's going to cost you 5 times that in the divorce anyway. 713 says, hashtag penis lives matter. You need to kill that snake. I tend to agree.
Current engagement ring buying rules.
Oh, there's rules for this?
Yep. There are a few rules to go by. The 3 months gross salary rule. Which they seem to think is crazy. Rule 2 is the age rule. It's for the man to buy a quality ring whose size is equivalent to the age of the woman. For example, if the man proposes to a 32-year-old woman, he should buy a 3.2-carat diamond engagement ring.
Holy bleep. Bleep that.
That means even if you get them at 18, you're talking 1.8 carats, which seems...
Oh, that's absurd.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's you know who does that?
Kanye.
The Beers.
No, that's those damn jeweler companies. Like what's the one that they always do on TV? Like he went to Jared or whatever. That's Jared. Yeah, Jared wrote that so that you'll go and spend way too much money at Jared.
Yeah.
And we saw how that worked out with him in Subway. I don't think I would listen to that.
And then it says the hotness rule. Essentially, every man before proposing will say how beautiful his girlfriend is. The problem with showering her with praise, such as you're the most beautiful woman in the world or your beauty makes the stars look dim, is that you're setting expectations incredibly high. Your fiance will rightly think that if she really is the most beautiful in the world, she better get the biggest, most beautiful rock in the world.
Oh, get the hell out of here. If she's really the most beautiful in the world, what's she doing with any of us?
This is clearly written by a woman.
I'm telling you.
Because it says, don't let your future husband skimp on you.
These are gold-digging women.
Now,
or diamond digging, I guess. We'll come back to this. I think there's probably a lot more we can do next segment.
I found a really good rule that I think might be fair.
All right, we'll use that as a tease because we got to close out here. Guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academy's terrific place where if a kid's dropped out of another school, needs a second chance, Houston Can Academies will take them in and work with them. Doesn't matter what happened. If they, a lot of times they had to get jobs to support their family, so they quit school. Well, Houston Can Academy works around their schedule and helps them graduate. And so many of these kids that would have never gotten a second chance go on and do great things and great things in the community. And that makes us all better. And guess what? You can help. All you have to do is donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. And they're going to come and tow it absolutely free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. They take care of all the paperwork. They're going to make it so easy on you. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Guess what? You're going to get Astros tickets. And your Astros have won. They're winning games now. So you want to go see them.
Two in a row.
Two in a row is correct. So if you want Astros tickets, you want to do a great thing, you want them to take care of all the work, doesn't matter what kind of shape that vehicle's in, give them a call. And by the way, the Blitzers have been stepping up on this big time. We really appreciate you guys. And especially if you've had one that's been flooded recently that you were going to fix and you just said, you know what, forget it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, they'll come take it. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com.